In Vigrid, mountains aren't formed by tectonic shifts. They're the corpses of fallen deities. The northern archipelago? A dead god's ribcage jutting from frigid waters. 300 years after the gods destroyed each other in cataclysmic battle, their remains dominate the landscape, and their divine blood flows through certain humans, the tainted, who inherit fragments of godly power alongside crushing persecution. This is no gentle fantasy realm, but a harsh Norse-inspired world where strength determines survival and battle fame brings meaning to life. Three powers maintain an uneasy balance. Queen Helka rules western territories from her fortress built in a god's skull. Jarl Storr commands northern ports with dragon-proud ships, and southern Jarls form shifting alliances in endless power struggles. Meanwhile, mercenary crews like the Bloodsworn and Battlegrim hunt monsters born from divine corruption, seeking valuable god relics that hum with residual energy. What happens when divine blood becomes both blessing and curse? When mountains are dead gods watching over a world still healing from their war? This is the question at the heart of this brutal, beautiful world. The narrative follows three protagonists whose stories gradually interweave in Vigrid's merciless landscape. Orca, a fierce warrior mother living in exile, embodies primal maternal protection. When raiders destroy her family, she transforms from peaceful homesteader to merciless hunter, revealing the warrior beneath her domesticity. Varg begins as an escaped thrall seeking vengeance for his murdered sister. Joining the legendary Bloodsworn warriors, he discovers his tainted nature with wolf god blood, forcing him to confront newfound powers and questions of identity. Elvar, a Jarl's daughter who fled an arranged marriage, joins the Battlegrim mercenaries to assert her self-determination. Her pursuit of battle fame demonstrates both tactical brilliance and reckless courage. These characters compel because their physical prowess matches their moral struggles. Orca between vengeance and mercy, Varg between past obligations and new loyalties, and Elvar between personal ambition and unintended consequences. The tainted humans carrying divine bloodlines present fascinating power dynamics. These descendants inherit godly abilities. Berserker channel ancient bear gods' fury for supernatural strength. Ulfinar manifest wolf-like traits, including enhanced senses, while rare dragonborn command fire and transformation, though few remain sane into adulthood. This power demands terrible cost. Most tainted are enslaved with magical thrall collars, allowing jarls and queens to control them as weapons. The practice is so institutionalized that hunters track uncollared tainted who face execution or enslavement, creating a hierarchy where the most powerful beings are simultaneously the most oppressed. Many central characters secretly carry divine heritage. Varg's combat abilities stem from Ulfinar blood, while Orca's superhuman strength suggests berserker lineage. The Bloodsworn Brotherhood consists of uncollared tainted who found strength in solidarity. This raises profound questions about power and identity. Is divine blood curse or blessing? Does bloodline determine nature? The thrall collar symbolizes institutional power, oppression disguised as societal safeguards. What price do we pay fearing difference rather than embracing it? This tale examines families bound by blood versus those formed through choice and loyalty. Each protagonist navigates complex family dynamics that shape their motivations. Orca's fierce maternal love drives her relentless pursuit of her kidnapped son. Her partnership with Thorkel was one of equals until tragedy struck. Even in grief, she honors their bond by placing his axe in his hand for his journey on the soul road. Varg's connection to his sister Freya was the only true family he'd known, their shared suffering creating a powerful bond. Her murder leaves him adrift until he finds brotherhood among the Bloodsworn, outcasts who accept him despite his tainted nature. Elvar rejects her blood family to escape patriarchal expectations, choosing the Battlegrim as her new family and valuing earned respect over inherited position. Yet her father's unexpected offer tests whether complete severance from blood ties is possible. In a world where God's blood flows through human veins, chosen bonds often prove stronger than inherited ones. Vengeance drives many characters through this brutal landscape, serving as both motivation and moral test. The novel examines its costs with unflinching clarity, revealing how retribution shapes individuals and their world. Orca's transformation from peaceful homesteader to merciless avenger demonstrates how grief awakens dormant violence. Her methodical torture of those with information about her son shows how far a parent will go for their child. Each violent act strips away her former self, replacing a woman who found joy in farm work with a weapon honed by rage. Yet her vengeance brings no satisfaction, only a continued bloody path. Varg's quest to avenge his sister evolves as he bonds with the Bloodsworn. His desire for an Akal ritual to witness Freya's final moments reflects his need for closure as much as vengeance. Through him, we see how revenge provides purpose while potentially blinding one to new possibilities and anchoring them to past wounds. The novel suggests that in a world shaped by divine violence, human vengeance perpetuates cycles of bloodshed without bringing peace, manifested in blood feuds between clans. Yet it acknowledges that sometimes violence is the only language this world understands. Throughout the narrative, signs of reawakening divine influence multiply. Forbidden runes appear on corpses, tainted children vanish along ancient ley lines, cultists perform blood rituals at sacred sites, and frozen temples in northern wastes thaw to reveal sealed secrets. These threads converge when Ilska's followers perform a ritual beneath Oskatre Mountain to free Lycriffa, the imprisoned dragon god. Using tainted blood and ancient artifacts, they make the earth tremble as the deity stirs. This awakening divides Vigrid's people. Most fear destruction, the Battlegrim see a legendary challenge, and the tainted are split between hope for liberation and fear of greater persecution. The novel leaves open whether this divine return brings apocalypse or transformation, with factions interpreting prophecies according to their own agendas as they prepare for war, worship, or prevention. This serves as a powerful metaphor for how past conflicts shape present struggles. The god's legacy continues determining human conflicts centuries later, suggesting true progress might require confronting these ancient influences rather than containing them. This Norse-inspired fantasy uniquely examines power's costs. Divine blood grants abilities but invites persecution. Battle fame earns respect but requires violence. Family provides strength yet becomes a vulnerability. These trade-offs create moral dilemmas without easy answers, forcing characters to navigate between survival and principle in a world demanding terrible prices. The narrative concludes with Lycriffa's awakening threatening the power balance as protagonists' paths begin to intersect. Will Orca recover her son? Can Varg balance vengeance with brotherhood loyalty? How will Elvar reckon with unleashing an ancient evil? In Vigrid, legends don't remain safely in stories. They walk and bleed. The gods have fallen, but their shadows loom over a world forging its destiny from divine wreckage. Perhaps that's the profound truth. We inherit our predecessor's world, with all its beauty and horror, and must decide what to preserve and transform as we write our own legends.